A Friday open house showcased a five-bedroom home on the north end of the IU campus, which will soon be outfitted with cameras and microphones to track how scientists and robots live together. And it's earned a perhaps inevitable nickname. Our house. The Robot House, or Our House, is run by Professors Chris Hauser and Selma Shabanovich, who began by hosting a competition to see which group of students could create the most innovative project. Santosh Kumar is on a team working to teach a robot to play chess.
It to pick the bishop from C1 to C and move it to E3. Now the final step is to move from E3 to D2.
Kurt Wiseman has come up with an idea he calls the Sleepwalker, a gray contraption with a conductive metal surface on the inside that looks a little like a tiara you'd slip on before going to bed.
When you go to sleep, it senses that you've gone to sleep and then sort of dulls your senses so you don't feel anything, and then takes over your motor cortex to go out and do things that you wouldn't normally want to do, like say you don't want to do the dishes, so just do it while you're asleep.
Then there's the Woofer Mop, which Selma Shabanovich explains is based around the idea of an existing robot, the Roomba.
This cute creature is going to follow a ball, so if the child kind of throws the ball, this goes to fetch.
And the yellow felt, which covers the pint-sized vacuum cleaner, is made to look like a shaggy dog and cleans the floor until the kids get done playing with it. The house's inhabitants will also conduct research with existing robots like Paro, a Japanese invention made to look like a baby seal, which is used for therapy.
Paro has under its white fluffy fur, Paro has a sensor net, and so it can actually feel whether which part of its body you're touching, and then it also has sensors in its whiskers. And it doesn't like this.
Shabanovich says the team plans to begin using Paro this summer to study reactions to it by an elderly American audience, and then compare those with results from a similar study in Japan. From that comparison, she says, it's hoped best practices can be developed for using robots as therapy. By the way, you can find photos of some of these inventions at our website, wfiu.org. For WFIU News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.